Listeners, be careful.
Be careful out there. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah. Hey! All that's happening in the world right now, this crazy election, everything. Mm-hmm. It really makes sense that we would get a plague next year, you know? The locusts, like we're Moses.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to tell you, those things, any kind of locusts scare the hell out of me, though.
No, it's the wrath of the plague after the craziness that this year is going to be.
So wait a second. It's not this year?
We had the plague.
No, it's this year.
We had it.
Oh,
it's this year. Spring.
Well, this works out great. April.
That's what we were saying. It's this year.
The election might not happen. So maybe that the plague will clear.
Do you think the cicadas are going to stop the election?
They are.
These breaking news. Now that is a conspiracy theory I haven't heard.
Yes.
One can only hope. One can only hope.
I'm telling everybody.
Yeah, locusts.
All cicadas.
Is it also a katydid? Is that a katydid?
What do you think?
What is a katydid?
What did cicadas do to the market?
Cicadas. It's cicadas. Yeah, what they're not
they,
a katydid. What
did they do to the market?
Ooh, I like what he's doing.
Oh. Hold on.
I like what he's doing.
Nick's conspiracy corner.
No. Well, that's close. This might be it.
Not quite.
Oh, we're not there yet?
What do they do to the market? Is it good year, bad year?
We can invest right now, boys.
Cicadas?
Yeah.
Should we get offspring?
Who's cleaning that shit up? That's who you want to invest in.
Or is it like a crop thing? Do you short the crops?
Right. Ooh, that's what I'm thinking.
They don't
that's what I'm thinking.
No, they're not like
unless the crops are your trees in the backyard.
That's what I mean. Do we maybe
short the farmers?
Locusts are different.
I got it.
I think that's different. It's a different thing.
Just short the farmers.
Yeah. Turtle wax.
Keeping your car clean.
Oh, keep the car clean.
Keep the car.
No. Nobody's ever seen a cicada. Nobody's ever seen a live cicada.
100% agree.
They don't hit cars. They mind their own business mostly. Then they die and you got to sweep them up. They're actually very friendly. The only problem with cicadas is the noise.
Yeah, they're making a bunch of noise.
No, and they stink. They're just assholes too because you think that they're dead and you move them off and they go.
That's true.
When you do that, they always play dead.
Because that's how you know them. You only know them as dead.
Yeah, but you can pinch half their body off and they fly away. It's great.
Well, their bodies are laying over it too. The exoskeletons.
Yeah, they shed all their shit.
Oh, yeah. They
molt.
Exoskeletons.
They molt,
yes.
They're molten. Like a lava cake.
They're
like a lava cake.
There's no way. I'm telling you, I honestly think it's just a myth. And by the way, they are just locusts. Number one, they probably just come out because you hear them all the time anyway.
I don't know why you need a trillion of them. One is enough. One sounds like 50.
In the family.
You get one in the tree and they're fucking coming. They're stereo. They're bouncing off the walls, the sound. I mean, they're everywhere.
Well, you really don't hear them.
Scooter just said another thing. We got short agriculture.
Yeah,
they eat the crops.
That's what I said. I said short the farmers.
That's the same thing.
I don't think cicadas are locusts. Yeah.
Oh, they don't eat the crops.
He's going back to Moses. He's going back to the Ten Commandments days.
And they eat crops. Yeah. I can't wait
for the day when Scooty starts carrying
Egypt.
A staff
this
around.
This is Egypt. We're getting cicadas.
He's going to carry a staff around.
Nothing
that
to do
motherfucker
with
will part the water. There's no doubt about it.
He's going to carry a staff someday.
Yep. He will carry a staff. He could be a shaman. Yep. You two are the shamans.
That's why he's getting the
more
knowledge.
Of a medicine man.
Could you imagine you and me, Scooter? We'd be great shamans.
I'll be the medicine man. You'd be the shaman.
Oh my God. You'd be the medicine man. You have the little thing where you're.
Yeah.
This is a full service operation, boys.
And I'll bring the water.
Yeah.
Just so that I'll be the water. Yeah, just to make sure that everybody
no whistles.
Literally dicking shaman.
I love the idea of the referee
a good referee.
Stay away.
I would love to see these two shaman. He'd be doing the shaman and he'd be just judging and shaking his head.
You're shamaning wrong.
You can't mix that.
Chapman's just quality control. He's just consuming the whole time, making sure
everything's good. Someone's gotta laugh.
Jeff, it's quality control. I love that. All right, so can we do Nick's conspiracy corner?
Yeah, do you have a conspiracy corner
here?
It's
been a while. I
there's got to be something going on.
Come on, Nick. There's so many things to pick from at this point.
I can fill in if you need me to.
I think I'm gonna phone a friend.
Really?
It's gonna be Brian.
With everything that's going on,
hold on a second.
I mean, even make one up. This is Nick's conspiracy corner.
I gave you guys one, and the amount of emails I received
from the Ukrainians.
It's still my inbox is all day long.
Yeah.
Listen.
Apparently, there's a war going on.
You didn't know.
I didn't think it was going on.
Nick's conspiracy corner said that it wasn't going on.
I mean, a lot of these are just pictures people are sending.
Now you're talking Wag the Dog situation.
Exactly.
So there we go. He's wagging the dog.
I think I'm in the Matrix now. Mm. There isn't a war.
Holy shit.
All these emails are fake.
Conspiracy. And we're all just NPCs. And it's just your
No wars at all?
No wars.
The Russian-Ukrainian war. There's nothing
not
going on.
No. That's just Call of Duty 3. Yeah. Just clips from Call of Duty.
Yeah. Right? AI footage. Yeah. AI drone
you
footage.
You can do anything now. Have you, speaking of that real quick, speaking of that, have you seen on the strip where they were doing the Super Bowl, they actually have these holograms now. It looked like it was popping out of a billboard.
I did see this.
And then a foot came, kicked the football all the way down into a field goal, and then disappeared and started over
again.
Back
to the Future 2.
100%.
Out, like the Jaws.
There's some really cool holograms that have been happening lately. I don't know how they're doing it.
Have you seen the musician hologram?
The Ukrainian war?
Ukrainian war is a hologram.
Oh, my Lord.
Have you seen the musician holograms?
Tupac.
Tupac's got one. Jerry Garcia's got one.
He's had that forever.
That's old, though, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, think about the technology they have now.
But it looked bad back then.
It did look bad.
It looked cool back at the time.
Oh, you're saying bad as in bad. Not bad as in bad, but bad as in good?
Now it's bad.
Michael Jackson had one, didn't he?
It was kind of cool.
I don't know.
At the time, it was bad as in good.
He did have one.
I'd go pay $100 to see a hologram of somebody.
Yeah. No, it just looked like the one that they had. It looked like the Star Wars.
Like you see a whole show?
Yeah.
It looked like Star Wars hologram. That wasn't good now. No. The holograms are doing now.
Wait a minute. Star Wars holograms are pretty good. So that sounds actually all right.
Princess Leia.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
That's true. That was a great point.
That might be the best hologram of all time.
That was 79, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
79.
That's top notch.
That is great. All right. So do you have a... Aliens. I don't know, Nick's conspiracy corner, I guess, was we live in a matrix. So what, which is good. That's a great, thank you for that. Did you say you had one?
Well, I just want it on record.
But this isn't good.
What record?
You can't go near schools anymore.
You get to the conventions, you know, with the presidents.
Oh, the president.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And then they're going to announce Joe Biden can't do it.
Oh, so you're saying he's going to drop out.
No. He can do it. Listen, they just came up with the list of the top American presidents. Obama was number 7. Biden was number 14. How many presidents you guys have? Like 16, 15? How many presidents?
Who's number one?
I don't know, but...
It should be George Washington.
I think it's like Lincoln or Washington, but number 14 is Biden, and Trump came dead last.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Really? I saw that poll.
So did you know, and I don't know if I told you guys this or not. Yeah, it's 40.
I think Trump was 48.
He's shooting for 47, so he's 46
now. I think Trump was 48.
I think he's 46.
Yeah, I think
now.
You may be right.
I think
right.
Biden's 46.
I don't know if I told you guys this.
46 in the program... 14 in our hearts, I guess.
Here's a fun
fact. Best president of all times.
There were 14 Lincoln. Presidents before George Washington. Did you know that?
What?
No. 14 presidents. They don't talk about it because they were presidents of the Commonwealth. It wasn't the United States yet, right?
Can you name any of them?
What?
Can you name any of them?
I couldn't, but they all look the same. They all have the dumb wig. Who thought that was a good idea to put the stupid wig on?
That might come back.
Well, it's kind of like...
Let's bring it back.
It's kind of like the moose, right? You put the moose head on, you got some authority. It's same with the wigs.
What's the moose head?
Big furry hat.
Barney Rubble was in it.
Barney Rubble. Fred Flintstone.
Flintstones. By the way, I asked my kids, "Hey, do you guys know the Flintstones?" They're like, "Yeah, Dad, we know." I'm like, "You don't know the fucking Flintstones."
They don't know the Flintstones.
Because I said we were driving past a quarry, and I said, "Look, that's where Fred works."
Mm-hmm. Where's the dinosaur?
Yeah,
on the rope.
That fucking guy. I'll tell you right now.
Break time.
Five? No, it wasn't break time. 5 o'clock came. That son of a bitch was out of there. Right. There was no OT for him.
No.
He was gone.
He slid down the slide.
Yeah.
Remember, he slid down
who
the dinosaur.
The grumpy guy that ran the
Slater.
Slate. Mr. Slate.
Nicely done, boys.
So I apologize. What? So you're saying he's gonna drop out? And you're saying he's not dropping
Who's
out.
Who's stepping in?
Oh, no. He's coming in hot.
Buttigieg.
Nope. Michelle Obama.
No.
Yeah. Obama's like, that's the...
Michelle Obama.
Nope.
That would be a good...
Kamala Harris.
What about that Newsom? He's coming in hot.
No. Newsom screwed up on that that debate he had with Cruz. No. Or not Cruz.
You
DeSantis.
Can't screw up on a debate anymore.
Nah. Hillary.
That's no such thing.
It's fun now.
Hillary's stepping in.
Nope.
Vivek.
No. No, Vivek is a Republican.
Yeah, he lost the Republican. Maybe he wants to try it. Maybe he wants to go. Yeah, he got. Listen, Kevin Durant went to the Golden State Warriors. Sometimes you just flip.
How about Tucker's visit to Russia? That was fucking a joy to watch.
Fuck, that was phenomenal.
That was phenomenal.
That history lesson in the beginning.
I didn't even care about that.
I just liked when he went to the grocery store.
Come on.
Do you know how much food he got?
When Putin started questioning him back,
Putin made a lot of good fucking points. Like. Poland should have given up Gdańsk to the Germans. See, and everything would have been fine. There would have been no World War II. Like,
this is close to home.
He was feeling
right.
The history.
You're right.
Us as gringos, we do not feel the history.
We don't know.
You tried to be in CIA. You couldn't make it. Tucker's
So Putin had the hard questions. He brought the hard questions. Tucker just said,
Putin did his homework.
I do want to know what's in those documents, though.
What's the documents? I didn't see that part.
He gave his whole history lesson, and he's like, here's a... It was a book that he handed.
Oh, yeah.
Putin?
That was Ian's book he gave him to.
Don't be an asshole. Yeah. But whatever it was.
It would have been really cool if we pulled Tucker's visa. He had to stay in Russia.
Yeah, he went to Russia and interviewed
recently?
Yeah. And then he went like the grocery stores and showed him how awesome the grocery stores are.
The grocery stores were awesome.
It was funny. It was like he put the quarter in the cart to get the cart.
Clearly, he's never been to Aldi.
Right. What?
Or the airport or literally anywhere.
Right. Have you guys heard the conspiracy about this EMP thing? Or this Russia nuclear missile that they have in space?
Yeah, I heard about it. What's
but now that's fading out this EMP? Week, I saw.
Yeah. And how crazy is that, though?
I don't know. I think they're grasping at straws. I don't know what the hell is going on.
A nuclear bomb in space?
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. What do you do?
No, you want to
take out the satellites. Well, they want to take out all the satellites. It's for the asteroid.
Yeah, it's a piece. It's a piece.
Here's the best
part.
We can send Bruce now because... Dude, he doesn't even know where he's at.
Yeah, you just put him right on the rocket.
Just put him on the rocket.
Here's my theory with that.
It's one of those little horses. Remember those horses that you would have to put a quarter in and you would ride them?
Yeah. Just say, hey, Bruce.
Here's the thing with the
horse from Meyer.
Nuclear missile in space, right? You think they got a nuclear missile for real? You guys believe this?
What's that?
It's not real.
It's
not real.
You don't think nuclear missiles are real?
Hold on a second.
In space.
It's Nick's conspiracy corner.
Wait, you can.
If they can't.
Nick's gonna see
Ukraine in 3 years. Do you think they got a fucking nuke in space?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do know. It's not, there is no
nuke. The funny thing is, now that we're talking about this, you know how they say the problem with nuclear power plants is the waste?
Yeah.
Shoot that shit to the sun.
Shoot what to the sun?
The waste.
Shoot the waste to the sun?
Yeah, put the waste on a rocket and shoot it right to the sun.
I'm not sure. Fucks the sun up and then the light goes out all
the time. The sun's not, it's a nuclear reactor itself.
Talking about global warming or...
That's all
we'll
the
be back in the ice age.
What if it's kryptonite? All of a
we'll
sudden
be back in the ice age.
I think it's just cheaper to use coal at that point.
Do you know how pissed I would be if they decided to shoot that shit up in April and it fucking took out the sun and there goes summer?
Yeah. It's not going to take out the
sun. And then the smell at Scooty's house would be awesome. It all shifts
it smells
over
like
there.
Meat.
He'll be complaining.
No, I want to put the nuclear waste on the sun. I think that's a very reasonable
request.
Why
the sun?
It's a nuclear reactor. It's where it needs to be.
Why not Uranus?
I mean, if you
or
want
Uranus,
to go there.
Is it?
No, it's Uranus.
The sun's closer, though, isn't it?
You can put that.
Why not just shoot into space and just let it float around?
Well, it could do that, too.
Yeah, why not just do that?
I think we need to start putting our garbage in space. Who gives a shit?
Mars. We don't need Mars anymore. Mars is done.
No, we're going to terraform
Saturn is completely useless.
Saturn is so far.
Blow it up.
Send it to Neptune.
Pluto.
Blow it up.
Did you know on Jupiter there's not a surface?
It's way too far away.
Where?
Jupiter. There's no solid surface.
So it's all
gas.
You go right to the bottom, middle.
Blow it up. Send the nuclear waste to Jupiter.
Fuck it.
Can you
blow up a gas? Neptune, whatever you say.
Yeah. No, I don't think you can.
Oh, no, it'll go right through.
But I think it'll just go sucked in.
Yeah, it'll go right through.
It's like an airplane through a cloud. It'll just go right through.
Find one of these black holes they're always talking about.
Now we're talking.
I totally want to go in a black hole.
Send it away.
I would love to go in a black hole. Like, if there was somebody that said, hey, listen, we're going to send something to a black hole.
Though, you send it through a black hole.
You
want to
see what's on the other side.
How come you can say black hole but not white hole?
Maybe there is a white hole. I'll go in that, too.
Oh, boy.
Whatever hole you need me.
Front, back.
He wants to just go in a hole.
I'm going in a hole, guys.
Punk's Tony Phil over here.
So do you want to know who's running?
Yeah, or who's going to take over? Yeah.
Mr. J.B. Pritzker, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
It's going to be him, I'm telling you.
That is a great, great call.
If you watch his interviews and you watch his colors, he's doing the Ukraine
for 5 years.
I'm telling you.
That's a great call, dude. That's a great call.
Step in.
All right. My business partner and I, we have a meeting in Valparaiso, Indiana.
Oh.
That's called
meeting.
The region.
It was a productive meeting, I got to say.
Nice town.
The next day, my business partner is leaving to Mexico for a vacation. He calls me at 8 o'clock. He's like, I can't find my wallet.
Oh, the homeless guy got him?
He goes, you need to go to the bank, pull $500 out for me so I can go on vacation. Shit. He had his passport. He'd be fine. He's going to Mexico. So I did.
You don't need that.
Oh, the next day.
Wait a minute, out of your bank account?
Wait a minute. And you wired it to him?
No, I met sounds up like with him before he went like to the airport. Okay. But he had to be at the airport at 7, so gotcha. No banks were open.
Oh, got it.
He had
it,
no
it,
credit cards to pull money out right. there, right? So,
did
now
Brian
I
just
feel,
get taken for $500?
I think so. What the hell is going on?
I feel Mexico, invested in this whole thing. Like, this is now my problem,
one
right?
Last, yeah, it's one your last problem. Job.
That's why yeah, I said all this. All right, so. Yeah,
don't ask us for $500.
Yeah.
So you should have known better.
Is he a reverse immigrant then?
Or gift
he
cards. Might be. Don't yeah. tell me to go to Target to get gift cards.
It was a mess.
He's a reverse immigrant.
He is a reverse immigrant.
The very next day.
In a bus.
Somebody emails the info email. You know, every company's got an info.
Info at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The info at. I have stumbled across some missing property of a.
No way.
Wallet.
Yeah. So he goes on and on. I email him back. I'm like, call me, blah, blah, blah. He calls me. Strange guy. He's like, I'm in Valpo, but I'll be in Chicago in 2 weeks. Valpo and Chicago are only 45.
It's not that far.
Listen, I'll come find
he's
you,
walking.
Man. We'll do it. He goes, no, I'll be back in Chicago in 2 weeks. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out I had to go to Valpo on Monday. So this is Friday that he emails me on Monday. I'm like, listen, I'm going to go get the wallet. All right, let me share the text thread.
Oh,
I have
my
with
God,
this
I love this.
I like this.
Wow.
This is a real life conspiracy theory.
This is.
Hi, it's Chuck in Valpo.
What are your names?
Hoping this number takes text. I'm in
that home line.
Huge. With a Y-U-G-E, huge Valpo.
Oh, he's Canadian.
But who has a landline? Like, I don't understand, like, why you would even
he's
ask
Canadian.
Him?
He's worried about the landline.
Yeah.
So I said, okay,
right
great.
Red flag.
This is AI.
I'm 20 minutes away from my first stop. Should only be there for 10 minutes. Can I meet you somewhere at, let's say, 10:30?
Police station.
Always a police station.
Yeah.
He says, anytime is the right time.
Anytime's the right time.
Is he just quoting different commercials?
He is. Or songs?
Yeah, AI. Right. This is a phishing scam.
Totally.
In my view, parenthesis, from the roof, if you hop, of the Dick's Sporting Good.
What?
If I've got the time to mesh, anywhere works. That's what this guy's texting me.
His spelling is terrible.
So I'm starting to get a little nervous.
I would be.
So I did my meeting. I made my stop, and I'm done. So now I'm driving to the Dick's. I've just Googled it. I didn't ask him where it was. I started driving there. Hi, I'm 5 minutes away. Can we meet in Dick's parking lot? Figuring that would be if he's
that's
on the roof.
Good, yeah, if he's on the could you imagine
he's
him jumping?
He's going to snipe you.
No, he just jumps.
Snipe you.
He throws it down.
Throw it to
catch.
Me.
I'm Chuck.
All right, here's his
Chuck, is that you?
Yes.
Here's his response.
Throw it down.
Al, as usual, in parentheses. We'll be running dark. Oh, how about we meet at the bus stop shelter?
No.
At the north end of Meyer, across from the parking lot. Homeless Santa will have gifts.
What?
What the? And then what happened?
So I drove there.
You got to do it. Yeah.
You did?
No.
You have to, because you got it. You're it's intrigued. Curiosity now.
I got to tell you, I got to set the stage. I'm in terror. Not terror. I'm a little nervous. Not terror.
You should
right
be nervous. Here.
But very curious at the same time.
Yeah.
You're going to Tent City.
And I figured if you're in a Meyer parking lot, like if you're going to get shit, right.
I know that curiosity
help you pretty
wins with Brian over
has,
fear.
He already has the goods.
This almost sounds like,
you.
But it almost sounds like it's
he wants
he's giving
Brian's
like
goods. He already racked those up.
A scavenger hunt. He's giving you clues of where he's at. And then did he move somewhere else? Did he give
so
you another
all,
clue?
He's homeless and he couldn't move.
There's no bus shelter at Meyer. That's step one. So now I'm driving all over
jokes
the goddamn.
On you.
And this Meyer was in like this. Like a promenade area where there's a lot of stores. So I'm driving all over the place. I see the Dick. So
maybe
I looked
it was
on
a
the roof.
Riddle.
He's not on the roof.
Maybe it's a riddle.
It felt like a riddle.
Yeah.
It sounds like a riddle.
So I was about to give up, boys. And then all of a sudden,
new text comes in.
I see this guy and he looks like Santa Claus walking across the parking lot. Like, no. It's got to be him.
Homeless Santa Claus will have
was
your
he,
gifts.
Was he homeless?
He went to the, it's not a bus stop, but it's where the employees smoke the cigarettes. Yeah, that's where he wanted to meet. That's not where the bus goes.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't take the bus.
So I'm like, are you Chuck? Yeah, you Brian. He hands me the wallet. Every single credit card's in there. Everything's in there. And I'm like, all right, listen, Chuck, I was a little nervous what I was running into, so I don't have any cash on me, but let me go get you some cash.
You have to.
I got to make this right. I just didn't know.
Why don't you take money out of his?
I don't have money on me.
Give him one of the credit cards.
Yeah.
Tell him you give him like six out of
and you're only allowed to use.
Seven credit cards were in good news.
And you're only allowed to use $25.
No, just one purchase.
25 minutes so this thing's canceled. Do what you got to do.
That's great. Oh, go now.
Then you can cancel it.
That is great.
That's true.
So what happened?
So I went in. I get the money. I came out. He was gone.
No way.
Yeah.
Did he say he was going to wait?
No. He said it wasn't necessary.
You
I
think
said,
this was imaginary?
Right, I said, just stay right here. Went in. How much
are you taking DMG? How much you pay for a wallet?
I swear to God, all this happened.
How much you pay for a wallet?
How much would I have paid?
How much would you pay for a wallet?
I got out $50.
Oh, I would have given him. I would have given him 20.
No, that's 50. 50 is generous. Yeah, 20 is nice.
100.
50 is generous.
Usually what I'll do is I'll give whatever's in my... I will give whatever's in my...
And once I had a little conversation with him. He's the nicest fella on the planet.
Yeah. So you got his
number. How did he get... You got a meeting with this guy?
Can't you sell him a demo?
Why don't we get him on the... Hold on a second.
Let's give him a call.
Next, by the way, next Fiddly Dickin guest is Chuck.
You want me to get him on? I promise you I will get
Chuck on the next Fiddly Dickin.
We got a lot of questions.
How did you not lead with this story when you first saw this? 100%. This is a... This
it was interesting.
He went right to work. He was plugging phones in.
I just want to know the roof of dicks. That one threw me off. I don't know what
this
that
is. This is an amazing story.
We need to get him on the... He needs to be a guest.
I'll see. Hey, he's such a sweet man. I'm sure he'll come
I think you would have met him pretty much anywhere.
Bring
to be honest,
here. Let him hang out.
No. No fucking homeless guy coming in here.
He's not homeless. Yeah, he's
shoot homeless. Him the address. Tell him to come on by.
You pick him up at the bus stop or wherever, the smoke shop or wherever.
I even got more of a background. So where he found the wallet, I retraced the steps after I lost him because I thought maybe I could find him again because I wanted to give him something. So I went and grabbed a sandwich at that point. It was like 11:30. I figured
I'd get
a sandwich.
Concerned.
So then I came out and I'm driving around and then and I have $50. Might as well get a sandwich.
Yeah, you got to get a sandwich.
So
big boy's hungry.
Yeah.
He said it was in front of the PetSmart. That he found everything, which was two blocks away where Kevin and I believe he lost his wallet. What he did is the goddamn iPass didn't work, so he had to take his wallet out to pay the toll.
Oh.
And so he dropped it?
No, what he thinks he did is he put it in his lap, and then when he got out of the truck, it fell out in the parking lot of the restaurant where we had the business meeting.
And you don't hear you don't hear the flop?
Use
the
wallet
He must have been in a rush.
You didn't hear it? Yeah.
Because he was a little late. I got to say.
I've done that before.
That's on him.
Yeah.
That's on him.
It's better than leaving it on top of your car.
So what I think somebody did.
Paid in the manual lane.
What I think happened, somebody found the wallet and they started driving away and they started finding out there's no money.
Yeah.
They threw it out their window. Chuck said he found the credit card spread out all in front of PetSmart.
Oh.
So I started rattling off because unfortunately, he's my business partner. I know every single credit card in this thing because, you know, we're signing loan documents and everything. I know everything about him. So anyways, he was missing his license. He was missing his Barclays credit card. Yeah. After I talked to him on Friday, Chuck went back Saturday and he found it.
No way.
A day later.
After you got the wallet?
Yeah, because the snow was melting. Remember we had all that snow and it was melting and da da da. He's like, it must have snowed over. I found his license and his...
That's awesome.
Chuck went the whole mile.
All 9
this
yards.
This is Saturday. True.
Got it. Man.
So moral of the story is never pay for tolls. You just always go right through. Always right. You never, ever.
Even if the arm's down, you just
go. They got the arm right there.
Go. All right.